Yeah, it's definitely a different position for me, a position where I'm not really used to, and it's sort of come out of nowhere. It's been an unbelievable year, and I'm enjoying every second of it. I'm just trying to focus on myself, on going out there on court and competing and having fun, and nothing has changed for me.
Yeah, that was Alex de Minaur last night over his five-set win over Henry Luxenham. He was flying. We'd only call him the speed demon at one stage there.
Yeah.
He was nearly knocked it off in three sets, but pushed it through to five. And as we say, good morning to Roger Rashid. And I'll tell you what, Roger, that post-match press conference from him, he just showed he's got a little bit of, I suppose, groundedness, if that's the word,
Yeah.
and his head screwed on straight, and it's probably keeping him in good stead.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Well, obviously, well brought up, and he's got some, he understands the road in front of him, and he's already showing the maturity of a real young man, because he's just taking it, stride by stride, day by day, putting in the hard yards. That's all you can do. You can wake up, you nail it on the practice court and off the court, and you go out there and you just offer yourself, expose yourself to the elements. And he's done that. He's loving it. He's embracing being the player that he is. Yes, it's new. Anyone who actually makes that big jump, any professional athlete, it's new. Everything's, you're exposed to is new. And your idea then is to have the right people around you so you can actually learn and deal with those, but also let yourself, offer yourself up to it as well, so you can absorb it and enjoy it. You don't want to shy away from it. And the thing that I've loved is he loves the competition too much. The rest of it's actually, it can bounce around him naturally because he's got such an enjoyment for the game.
And is that purely, is that the difference between, say, the mentality of he and Nick Kyrgios?
Oh, look, I'll probably leave that. I don't even know if I need to. All I do is I like that type of, that type of athlete. Obviously, we see Rafa as well last night. Rafa spoke about his love and passion for the game, and being there for the audience, and offering, offering that type of entertainment. Again,
yeah.
He talked about that. So when you hear the great players talk, they talk about all those things. And I think, we last night we had the outstanding performance there. We had Johnny Millman actually putting it all on the court, two sets to love down, fighting his way back, having an opportunity in the fifth set. I mean, that was outstanding to watch as well. We saw Matty Ebden. Yes, he was going to have his work cut out for him, but he actually laid it on the line. And, from that side of the court, that was fantastic. And, and then we have Ash Barty doing her thing, looking so comfortable on
yeah.
the tennis court at the moment, which is what I've really loved about her game, is her comfort level when she's stepping out onto the big courts at the moment. It just shows she belongs now. She believes that this is her place, and that's what she should be doing, and she should be offering her best tennis on the big stages. And so we've had some really great outcomes. And Kimberly Birrell, I think, was also for Australia. 20-year-old from the Gold Coast, beating Donna Vecic. I mean, not only do you win the first set, when you lose the second set, normally you then can be in headlights. What do I do from this? How am I going to navigate it? But when you actually crush the third 6-1 and run away, defeating the 29th seed, I mean, that's a really big tick near her name. So it was a really good Australian Open day for Australia.
Roger, surely with your pool mate, and you've got plenty down there, surely we can get her in a Kia or something. She hasn't even got the car. Can we sort something out for the young girl?
Yeah, well, I'm sure she might. She should be able to short herself out now. The first prize money was $75,000. So she walks now into a third round. So I think it's a pretty healthy position to be in. She'll be able to sort of just buy something small for herself, I think.
Big challenge for Alex now. Goes on to play Rafa. Watching him last night, and keen to get your thoughts here, he doesn't seem to have that killer shot, but he's just playing for those unforced errors, and his ability to get the ball back in and force his opponents into making those risky shots seems to be his go, and it's very much it's got that sort of latent vibe about it, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's got a vibe of someone who's young, who's not a big in stature when you're growing up. So you've got to learn the nuances of a tennis court. You learn how to be crafty, survive, hit a lot of balls back, and that's what he does. So that's he wasn't. or you can be the other type of athlete that's growing up when you're young, who's got the absolute big game. And you know, and young Alex Popperin, who won as well in Australia, who's 19, you know, ranked 149. He won, and he won 2 days ago. He had to play. He plays Dominic Thiem today, but he's a taller structure, so he can actually. He had a serve. He's got a serve. He's got a big forehand. So when there are two pathways when you're developing as a young kid, and it actually gives you two different types of sets of tennis skills. And Alex is, he doesn't have that big killer shot, but what he's got outside of that, and he's going to develop his game as he gets a little stronger. He's definitely got more weight on his shot. There's no doubt about that. His body's going to get a little stronger through the years, in the next 2 or 3 years, but. His tenacity to get balls back. He uses the massive asset of his leg speed. His knowledge and to play the point the right way on in the right moments is really, you know, that's a really cool element to have. So, you know, there's trade-offs. Sure, you'd like to win a few free points, but also you'd like to have the ability to actually engage like he does. So, you know, it's exciting to watch them run. Develop these young guys because they all come with different things. It's how they can actually use those assets, but also develop a little bit of develop a few other things around that to complement them.
I thought he looked very good when he came to the net last night, and on the occasion when he's decided to press against the opposition players. Does he need to do that to Rafa tomorrow?
You know, he does like doing that. He's a guy who looks on top of the court. He likes to get front and centre of the centre line. And actually, if he gets exposed to a short ball, he likes to hit it and then bring himself in. So I love the fact that he likes to engage the front half of the court. He'll try and do that. Rafa will offer him a different challenge in the fact that in his head he knows that he covers the court well. He's got his quality passes. He's a different, you know, he's a different beast up the other end. So that's the challenge that he does see that ball, does decide to go for it and get some data on the outcomes. And if he does that, which I'm sure he will, if he wants to go toe-to-toe with Rafa at the back of the court, yes, he's going to have to. But he's going to have to try and put his game out there when it's possible and not be afraid of doing that, because the reality is you've got a free hit here. You know, this is, you're in a third round, but you've got a free hit. There's nothing to lose. You can swing away. And I'm sure Alex is going to do that. And look, we're going to see some entertaining tennis. Yes, he's got his back against the wall, but you know, and Rafa normally likes to put his foot on the throat of young kids coming up. You know, he's not a guy that says, oh, this is nice for Australia. We've got a young 19-year-old. He says, well, I'll just come out here and let's have a nice tennis match. I mean, this is the guy who's a beast. And, you know, Leighton did it to guys when he was playing as well and up the top there. It didn't matter where you were ranked, what your age was. It's foot on the throat with these guys, and they don't want to give you a sniff of an opportunity of belief. And it's going to be an entertaining tennis match for sure.
What about Barty, mate? Very short against, I think it's Sakari. $1.18 she is with Tab. She's just gone to another level this summer, hasn't she?
Yeah, just growing in herself, you know, and that's why we like to watch and observe them. All the athletes in any sport, as they come on the scene, then they grow and develop, and different things are in front of them. And Ash's, you know, her resurgence has been outstanding. And yes, she's a different type of player now, different maturity, different belief system. And but Sakari can play. She's not a player that can't play the game. She's got weapons. She's got the ability to be a good player, you know, a higher player and challenge Ash, but I'm not sure whether she quite has the mental capacity to, on a big court, to survive those, you know, to survive all the tension that court presents itself. So I'm expecting Ash to win that. I think she'll be too stable and have too many tools at her disposal.
Roger, without talking names, you see a lot of young people come through. We've obviously got, you know, certain players that are playing for the country and playing for themselves at the moment, you know, in a certain style. Do you think that there's a few amongst the ranks that don't understand the privilege they have at the moment of doing what they do?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's a privilege. You know, you earn your right. It's like anything. You know, it's like in any job. If you know, if you're good enough, you earn your right. You earn your position. You can go through the ranks and become a CEO of a company. You know, so you do the hard work to earn your position. Then I think you have a responsibility once you're in that position to offer yourself to that and actually bring your assets out. And and make something happen, inspire people through through your position. You know, I think that's what we're here to do. Whether it's listening to you guys on radio or watching our sports stars on the sporting field, we can actually inspire someone to do something with our good quality that we present. So yeah, it's a privilege, and you've got to respect the game. I think we all owe it to the industry we're in to respect what that's about. And and that's all I would say, is that, you know, you've got to have respect for people, respect for the code that you're playing, and you get rewarded well, and so you should too as well, because if you're doing the work, why shouldn't there be a reward attached to it? There's that's the nature of the beast.
Right, just before we let you go, Novak Djokovic tonight takes on Joe Wilfred Tsonga. How much of that is going to be a banana type slip game for him?
Yeah, it's an interesting matchup. It's a great matchup. I mean, obviously Novak's in elite form. Joe's trying to come back after injuries. He played some decent tennis in Brisbane for sure. You know, I spoke to him a couple of times now, and he's feeling good about himself. He plays an impactful, explosive game. He's got his big serve. He relies on getting some free points there, but he's playing the best returner in the game, maybe the best returner of all time. So. Yeah. So that sort of negates that a little bit, puts a bit more pressure on his next shot. He also likes to come forward. We'll see a lot of that. We'll see some athleticism. Again, you're playing a guy who loves targets. He covers the court the best. So, you know, his assets go into Novak's asset pool as well. And right now, I think Novak does it a little bit better than Joe. But it's going to be highly entertaining, because I think we're going to see some explosive tennis. And that's, so the fans are going to be... I think Novak will be too good over the five-set journey. Over three sets, I would give Joe more opportunity in the match, but I think over five it's Novak.
Right,
he's very short. Geez, he's 210 to win the whole thing. The Joker, Federer at 450, Nadal at $9. He's trimmed up. Nadal, is he the smoky Rafa? Even though he wasn't the bet, like he had that issue in Brisbane.
I think it's 10 years since he's won here. So
yeah,
so it's been a long time. I mean, Rafa, I think. Yeah, it's interesting to see where he lands. You know, I mean, yes, he can win here. When Rafa turns up and he says he's healthy, he can win anywhere. Mm. You know, so it just depends on how it plays down the line. At the moment, he's had a couple of comfortable matches. It's more about the wear and tear through the matches as well. You don't want to get yourself stuck into some really big contests early in the tournament where you sort of use a bit of fuel ticket. So Rafa looks clean at the moment. Who knows what happens along the journey? But he'll have to get over Roger, and then I'll have to get over Novak to win, probably. So it's a big assignment for him here. But these guys are superstars. We don't underestimate any of those guys under any conditions. But look, Novak's definitely the favourite. He should be the favourite, not being the number one player in the world. But there's a lot of others going around. Marin Cilic, Tsitsipas, a young Greek. I mean, he's exciting to watch.
Yeah.
Tiafu beat Kevin Anderson, the number 5th seed, yesterday. I did that match, and he's a young American. He's on the rise. And Taylor Fritz beat Gael Monfils, another young American. So you've got that, and then you've got the girls, as Stevens, Kerber, Wozniacki, who are all winners, and Ash Barty, obviously. And, you know, you've got Halep and Serena playing today. So the big guys are going to start putting their hand up pretty, you know, as we go deep into this first week leading into the second week. It's pretty exciting of the Open.
It is indeed, Rog, and there's no free games, that's for sure. Great to chat, as always. We'll talk tomorrow after all events that pan out today.
See you, guys.
See you, mate.
Roger Rashid there giving us his thoughts on the Australian Open. It's round two
he
today,
didn't want
the finish off. No, he didn't want to.
Didn't want to talk about it.
Didn't want to talk about
and,
the curious.
And you know what? Probably well played from him. Doesn't need to.